I'm sorry. Who was that?
No, that was me. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Thomas. What was? Do you have information or anything?
No. I think you heard my button click. I was listening the whole time. I just took it off of one form of listening to another.
Okay. Okay. So, Mary, could you read the motion as amended?
Well, wait a minute. That one passes. We then had... Sorry. Dave, you had a motion here.
Okay, this is the motion. Dave's motion was that the contract is in the best interest of the foundation,
there you
notwithstanding are. The conflict of interest.
Right.
And this was amended by Thomas that says
well,
the contract
yeah,
is in
so
the
that's, so
best
that,
interest.
Yeah, he moved. I
have minute, let me read it.
Okay, you,
read it.
Well, you don't have to read Thomas's, just this.
Well, because that's part of it. The contract is in the best interest of the on the foundation, and that there is a conflict of interest. The conflict of interest exists, right?
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
That was not my understanding when Thomas first said this. He was not making an amendment to Dave's motion unless that was not my understanding. And then Dave said that it would be in order for to take the fact as a vote that we stipulate that there is a conflict of interest. But that is not an amendment to Dave's motion. But
well,
I,
you can't have...
If it is, can someone...
Okay.
I don't understand it. Can it be explained to me?
No, as a point of... If I may...
Go ahead, Thomas.
As a point of order...
Go ahead.
I think Mary's right. My motion... For stipulation, just set the base for us to have the discussion afterwards. In other words, it was a condition precedent to the discussion that Dave has now put on the table. So, in other words, we have the conflict of interest. Now he's saying, notwithstanding the conflict of interest,
okay,
we ought to vote a certain way.
That's my understanding. Okay.
So the
that
motion is the contract
earlier.
Is in the best interest. The contract is in the best interest of the foundation, notwithstanding the conflict of interest.
Right.
Take a roll call on that. Any objections to that?
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
You can't vote on this until we do the portions in Section 3 where we query the member for all material facts and then deliberate whether it is in the best interest of the foundation, whether the terms are reasonable, whether we could get an alternative with reasonable effort, et cetera. It's not in order to vote on the motion yet until we dispense with those provisions in the bylaws.
Now,
okay.
Point of information.
All right, no, Dave is correct here.
But I have
and,
a point of
I
information.
To...
Can this be done in public session or need it be done in executive session? We are talking
that
about
is a
hearing the
that
person.
That's a different issue.
Well, no, we can't continue this until we can't start that process until we determine if proceeding to follow these bylaws procedures needs to be done in executive session. We're talking about querying an interested person and things of this nature. Are these, is this not a violation of privacy rights of the individual? To do this in public.
I think when we begin to... Time is up.
Information,
and I think,
Sandra. Would it be possible to just cut to the chase on this one and ask the person in question if he requires this discussion to move further in executive session or if he's okay with it to be held in public session? Could we just...
No, Sandra, I have to rule that out of order because that's not up to the person.
No, it's not.
Right. Is that a personal question?
Okay. But who's that?
That was me. I was supporting you.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Thank you for your support. Okay, so we'll have to, I think we'll have to defer this item. What the body wants to do? I'd say defer this item till we go and look into Section 13, Section 3. How about that?
Isn't time up?
Time is up.
Time is long up, yes.
Okay. So that takes care of that part of the agenda. That's it. Then we just defer it to the next meeting. That's the chair's ruling.
Point of order?
Yes, Dave, go ahead.
We're supposed to adjourn to our executive session now.
Okay, well, let's see. There is another item here.
That's right. Well,
but we've run out of time. We would have to vote.
I move to extend in order to consider another item. There are, you know, some of us are interested in what is going on with the next item. It's critical now, for God's sake.
It's FCC indecency resolution. That's the item. And so,
I believe
you want to make a motion?
I move to extend 15 minutes to consider that item.
Of this item. Okay.
Point of order, sir?
Go ahead, Dave.
I believe it's in order for you to return the chair to me, given the fact that we're
sure.
After the fire item.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Dave.
Okay. So there's a second for 15
minutes. And I'll be back.
I second that.
Do people really believe that we can deal with this issue in 15 minutes?
Well, we could always move to dispose, but we need to deal with it one way or the other.
Can at least hear more of it.
Is there any objection to a 15-minute extension?
This is Wendy.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit unclear. I like how we play fast and loose with the time on stuff that we want. I would like to understand, we were talking about earlier when we started the meeting about talking with John Krigler when we went to D.C. So how is there something that we can accomplish on this call that would not be better spent there?
Yes, may I respond?
No, we can have debate once we extend time.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 15 minutes? Hearing none, we have 15 minutes for it. Bob, will you please present the motion, and then we'll enter in debate, including addressing Wendy's question. And I want to remind everybody that totally apart from the issue we just dealt with, we have another issue for executive session, which must be dealt with now. It's time-sensitive and urgent, so I don't think that after this we click off. No matter what we want to do, we have to deal with the other confidential legal issue. So we have 15 minutes now. Who's going to keep time?
Thomas?
Can I get a timekeeper?
I'll keep time, Dave.
Thanks, John. Let us know 5 minutes before the end of the 15, if you would.
Right. It's now 7:30 our time. Thanks. Go ahead.
Please present the motion.
Okay. This is a four-part motion. Resolve that, number one, the executive director shall instruct the general managers and program directors to immediately circulate the manager's draft policy, and I'm sorry I left out the words concerning FCC regulations on alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency, and back to the text that I posted tonight. To immediately circulate the manager's draft policy on FCC alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency to their stations, programming, and engineering staffs, paid and unpaid, and staff unions and organizations for comments and recommended changes with contact information for the PNB Programming Committee. Number two, the PNB directs its Programming Committee to review, in consultation with local and national management and staff and Pacifica's FCC Council, the policy recently adopted by the five general managers concerning broadcasts of alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency. Number three, by May, the PNB Programming Committee shall recommend to the PNB a final policy on this topic. Number four, the manager's draft policy shall be put on hold until after the PNB adopts a policy.
Okay, before I ask for a second, let me clarify. Bob, when we dealt with this issue last time, was there a different motion before us, or is this the same, or was there no motion before
this
us?
This is the same.
Okay.
This
is already before us, then.
Yeah.
Of information.
Can I clarify, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
This was done in executive session, but now on advice of counsel, decided to do this in public session.
Great. Thank you. And, Greg, so it doesn't require a second. Greg, can you share with us John Krigler's statements about how we conduct this discussion, and then could you comment on it before we go to debate?
Sure.
Yeah, I sent it to the board, but just so you understand, it's fine to discuss FCC rules and policies such as this in public session. He suggests, however, that any pending legal complaints, any disciplinary actions that have been taken or could be taken against particular people, or any legal advice on particular points, not be discussed in public session. So those are his only restrictions on what we can discuss. And then as far as what he has said about the existing policy, he did read it and gave me some comments also, which have been distributed to you, but for the benefit of those on the stream, one concrete suggestion he made, which was actually acted upon by the board 2 weeks ago as a result of one of Bob's other motions, is that as part of the introduction to the policy, we might want to say that while Pacifica has opposed and will continue to oppose content regulations that encroach on political and artistic expression, we still have to have an enforcement policy. He also suggested that we define obscenity, indecency, and profanity clearly in the policy and provided wording to that effect. And finally, he said, and I think this is the key thing to consider as you look at this, although I'm sympathetic to unpaid staff, I'm afraid Pacifica has to hang tough. Current FCC policy doesn't permit mistakes, and the FCC would not give much credence to a disciplinary policy that merely warns staff for a first offense. It's hard to give the staff a break when Pacifica won't get one. And so that's his most recent advice. He's also spoken to you in executive session 2 weeks ago about the issues involved. And so there you have his context for this. One thing I do want to add is that the staff has been also discussing this parallel to our discussions here and discussed it at a staff meeting today. And there is some sense that we don't have a finished document necessarily that is not open to some revision down the line, but the basic sense of the group is that it's better to have a policy and change it at some point than not to have one.
Okay, it's open for debate.
This is Wendy.
This is Bob. Can I motivate?
Yeah, I'll let Bob motivate it and then Wendy.
I start.
You know what I'd like to do? Because of the shortness of time, I'd like to go back. I'd like to alternate between pro and con. So after Bob motivates it and then Wendy and Sarv, I'm going to ask one at a time and not hold a stack. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, thanks. Well, what we're discussing for those who are listening outside is a policy that the five general managers adopted in January concerning how Pacifica will deal with the FCC's often conflicting and confusing policies on so-called obscenity, profanity, and indecency. And a whole set of procedures about what constitutes a violation and how to deal with it, and if it's alleged that a programmer does that. And the main concern that a lot of producers at WBAI have is that these issues have not been clearly enough defined through this policy, and that there's some real genuine concerns about due process, both in terms of the legal contract that WBAI unpaid staff have with management concerning what happens when there are allegations of any violations of rules, that there's a set of steps that have to be gone through, but also that the enforcement mechanisms in the manager's policy from January go in a very harsh direction, such as to punish every member of a group that produces a program for the alleged mistakes of one member of that group. And various other issues about the way it's carried out. So I'm very happy to hear that the managers and other staff are open to reconsidering it. And all my motion is saying is that let's take another look at this policy, this time with a systematic effort to solicit the input of the unpaid staff who it most dramatically and directly affects in their day-to-day broadcasting. And second of all, let's recognize that just as the programming committee last year drafted a policy on FCC matters, which just got a little sidetracked, it is a governance matter. It is something that the board should deal with. And while it's fine that management, you know, took a step towards drafting something, it should come back to the programming committee with staff input, and then we can move forward and hopefully build consensus around the goal we all have, which is to maintain the greatest possible free speech without incurring, you know, fines from the FCC that would certainly be damaging to Pacifica. So I hope we can it's just a process motion to open it up for a couple of months for input and then for a revisit by the PNB.
And before I recognize the other comments, can you clarify, there's nothing in this motion that would suspend the ability of the management to act on any existing policy, correct?
Paragraph 4.
Any existing policy before that, you know, not including the January statement, but there are plenty of other policies already in effect before that time that they can act on.
So paragraph 4 does have an impact on the policy as it's been elaborated so far.
That's paragraph 4, right. But okay. But any manager can act according to their understanding of what's needed to adhere to FCC policy.
Hey, Wendy.
I would move to divide this motion, and if I could give my overview, we at our stepchild station, KPFT, have been doing this exact policy for at least a year and a half now. I asked for support throughout the network when one of our shows, World Music Show, that is a collective of 25 to 30 people, or it was at the time.
Wendy, you've advised us not to discuss specific incidents nor people.
Well, all I'm going to say is that our station has been doing this policy, and I felt it was very unfair to suspend an entire collective over a mistake of one person, and I asked for support throughout the network and didn't really get any, and I'm really glad we're talking about it now. I would amend number one to say that this policy should be immediately distributed as it says, and I would end it there. I think if we say that we're going to distribute it for comments and if we're going to distribute it for recommended changes, then that's telling that we're not serious about the policy.
You're recommending that it be divided section one from the remaining sections?
No, I think we should vote on all four.
Where are you dividing?
Okay, so are you moving to divide it into four questions? Or
yes, and I'm amending number one to say...
We'll take the division first and then let you do the other one. Is there a second to the motion to divide?
Yes, I second Lydia.
Is there a need for debate on the division? If no debate, is there any objection to dividing? Hearing none, it's divided. Wendy, your amendment for one?
On number one, shall instruct the general managers and program directors to immediately circulate the managers. I don't even know if it's, is it the manager's draft? All right, well, I'll just leave it. The managers draft policy to their station's programming and engineering staffs, paid and unpaid, and staff unions and organizations for comments, period.
Excuse me.
The amendment is, I'm sorry, I don't have the
I don't have it either.
I'm going to strike and recommended changes with contact information for the PMB. I'm going to strike and recommended changes.
Okay, okay. So you're ending it at the words, and staff, unions, and organizations for comments, period. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's fine to leave
or
in.
Are
with...
you just striking and recommended changes and keeping with contact information for the PNB Programming Committee?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, obviously anything can be changed. Even if it's final, it can be changed.
Wendy, please. Is there a second to the motion to strike?
Second, Lord.
Okay, it's been seconded. It's open for debate. In the interest of time, is there any objection to suspending the rules to allow members to speak on either the original part of one or the amendment to one?
That would be fine with me, but I'm sorry to have to ask. I really am not sure what she... I'm not trying to be picky, but is she stopping after for comments, period? Is she striking three words or the whole rest of the sentence? Is she striking and recommended changes, or is she striking...
I'm stopping at comments. Strike the rest.
Okay, thank you.
We have 4 minutes left on this agenda item.
Okay.
We're going to have trouble getting through four motions. Is there any objection allowing members to speak on part one or the amendment?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, but I think that you should still go through the process of seeing if there's any objection to adopting each piece. So other than that, I don't have
Sarv had asked to speak, and as soon as he speaks, then I'll ask. Sarv,
thank you. Other than that, then I have no objection to your recommendation.
Thank you.
LaVorne, I'd like to speak.
I take issue with this, that... You know, we have organization, we're asking for their comments, and we are eliminating recommended changes. And I think that they should be tied together. If I'm going to comment on something and I'm going to recommend some changes, why can't that be taken into consideration? Because otherwise anybody's comments are not worth anything. And so I'm going to vote no against this, and I'm going to vote for leaving the comments and the recommended changes in it. And it's up to management if they want to adopt those recommended changes or not. That's fine. So that's the only thing I have to say.
You know what, Dave? In light of that, we're actually saying the same thing. Sarv and I are saying the same thing. I forget that. Let's just vote on number one.
Okay, so you're withdrawing your...
Yeah, I'll withdraw my striking of
anything.
Is there any objection to allowing it to be withdrawn?
No.
Hearing none, it's withdrawn. LaVorne.
Hello.
Yes, this is LaVorne. Thank you. This is kind of like a point of information. I recall that there was a conversation, I know it was an executive session, but basically we talked about the fact that staff need to be trained and there need to be a training session and a sign-off by each staff. So is this part of, I'm trying to understand how this can become part of this motion, because if we just say that this is a requirement and it goes no place, so our 3 months later we're getting feedback from staff, and I think this is critical. This involves the very license of the Pacifica Foundation. So the point of information wasn't there in the conversation with our attorney that there should be training and there should be a sign-off by staff, both paid and unpaid, that they have seen the FCC position on this and that they have read it, they see it, and that at this point they understand that they have been warned or they have shown what will happen if there are violations of this policy.
We have 2 minutes on this,
Mr. Chair.
From what I understand, LaVorne doesn't address it, and I'm concerned that adding that to it is something that would require debate in the executive session because of the attorney's admonition about... can you remind me, Greg? There's a clause in there. I don't have it in front of me. One of the things he said...
What he said was that it should not refer to any case or anything that has that Pacifica perhaps or will in the future be a saddle whip. But this is just simple, you know, it's just simple. This is the policy. Training is needed. And I believe that was the conclusion.
Your point of information.
What's your point of information?
Would it be in order to refer to executive minutes, executive session minutes, that such a thing was dealt with in the meeting of March 23rd? It does not speak of any individual.
No.
I could give what the vote, what we passed there, that there was a motion. Is it in order for me to say that there was a motion regarding educational sessions?
What Krigler said is we should not discuss legal advice on particular points. So comments about we were advised to do this or not wouldn't be appropriate. I believe we can read that motion on the education stuff. But the question is whether or not this that much. Is it's not part of this motion. Can you remind us, Mary, did we already move?
Yes, we passed this. We passed to resolve
the 15 minutes has expired and we're at time.
Sessions to be held for management and programming. I'm just summarizing it and so forth. Stated and dated all the stations early as possible concerning FCC rules on indecency, profanity, and obscenity, and the context and evolution of those rules. Such sessions could occur in person or teleconference, should be supplemented by detailed written materials made available to all staff. Passed without exception, without objection, pending receipt of financial impact statement. So we did that already. I think that's what you are speaking to, Lamar.
Yes, yeah, so I'm trying to understand.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to extend the discussion.
Second.
By how long?
15 minutes.
Okay, is there an objection to 15-minute extension?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yep.
Did somebody object? I thought I heard somebody
say
that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. You object. Did anybody besides Sarv object? Can you note in the minutes, Mary, there was one objection?
Yes.
And we'll continue now. So, LaVon, is your question whether this motion then has an impact on that we've already resolved, or are you simply reminding the board that we all resolved that point?
Well, both, Dave. The danger, again, if you allow me to speak now, is that this motion was passed. It involved an action. Now, this motion that's passed now, I don't see how it materially enhances or helps the motion that we've already passed to move on getting this information to each one of the staff. And I would think that we would need a motion in order to make that action happen. Like, we would need to actually get a staff list so that we can have staff, both paid and unpaid, be available for training and to be able to sign off that they have received this training.
Okay, well, as far as I understand that, is this motion addresses different topics and is not does not interfere with the prior motion. So I'm not exactly sure what you're asking for.
Well, I'm just trying to understand again how this motion will actually help us in achieving and that motion that was passed at the last meeting, which involved action
not,
to make this happen.
Required.
It seems not to be a motion that's going to help us to move forward on the motion that was passed to have training, to have staff sign off to say that they've received the training.
Dave, this is Bob. Can
of order.
Can I try to answer this question?
Hold on. It's not necessary that it advance the prior motion as long as it's not in conflict with the prior motion. Now, Ray, you were next?
Yes, I was. I would support this motion strongly. I mean, first, I think that there's a conceptual problem here. When this document was introduced to us, it referred to staff, but it referred to staff as the executive staff, the general managers. So, what we need, and we keep having that discussion over and over, that when you make policy, those who are going to be affected by it should be part of it. Not only because it's a fair thing to do, and second, because maybe they have something interesting to say because they do the work, instead of assuming that a few other people can do it. Second, we should be a little bit more serious about union contracts that we have, and we should never move forward without considering the impact and resolve contradiction there might be between the union contract and resolution that we pass. We should never just invalidate motion in a legal binding contract without taking a look at it. and decided which way to move. The last point I wanted to make is that, as Bob just mentioned, this will leave in place all existing procedure, and hopefully we can move with this with due speed. The idea is not to prevent, to stop protecting the foundation, but rather to make sure we have an exhaustive document, that way we have all input, and that it's fair and that people feel strongly about supporting rather than you know, assuming punishment.
Okay, is there further debate on Section 1, or are we prepared to vote on it? Hearing no further debate, is there any objection to adopting Section 1? Hearing no objection, that's adopted. Section 2. Is there anybody who would like to debate Section 2?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information about it.
Go ahead.
In the March 23rd meeting, there were amendments made to it, to where it says, the policy recently adopted by the five general managers concerning broadcast of alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency. There was a motion to strike the word obscenity and add the sentence, the policy concerning obscenity shall remain in place. So which of these versions do we consider here?
Bob, can you answer that?
That amendment was never voted on. So it could still be before us.
So you want to just, so, okay.
What does that mean, still be before us? Does that mean it is before us?
Well,
yeah.
The maker isn't here tonight, so it's I don't know what that means, if that's still before us.
The maker is here. I think, no,
the maker
is
Rip
here.
Robbins.
That's right, you're right.
Point of order.
Can you? Yeah, Thomas.
If I'm not mistaken, Bob placed a motion on the table, and it's been seconded, and then it's been modified. I don't think it's Rip's motion anymore. I think
that's
we're stuck with
think.
Where we're at.
That's what I felt, and that's why I asked.
Yeah, I think where we are is what was read to us tonight.
Okay.
This
well,
is Greg. I'd like to comment on this item.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, well, two items as far as this amendment is concerned. The amendment... policy regarding obscenity would remain in place assumes something that hasn't yet been voted on, which is that the rest of the policy is not remaining in place. If Section 4 were Section 2, which is that the draft policy is put on hold, then you might be able to vote the current section saying that policy concerning obscenity would remain in place would be appropriate. But as we have it now, we haven't yet decided to suspend anything. So I think that amendment that Rip put forward is kind of out of place. But the larger question to me is that from here on, from Section 2 on, you are beginning to make what is essentially a management policy a governance issue. That is the point that Bob is making, that it should be such. And you should understand that that is what you are doing. I would argue against doing that. I think to have managers review policies and refine them is fine. But if you are going to begin to make this a governance issue, you have essentially taken away any kind of authority management has. You've hamstrung them, emasculated them. You've sent the message to the staff that any time they don't like something, they can basically turn it into a political issue at the board level and basically overrule the management. You are, once again, as the board frequently does, bearing beyond your appropriate role of general governance into managing radio stations, and I'd urge you not to do that.
Yes, Bob?
Hold on a second. We're on Section 2. Section 2 says, the PMB directs its programming committee to review in consultation with local and national management and staff at Pacifica's FCC Council, the policy recently adopted by the five general managers, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not sure that the point just made bears on that.
This is Wendy.
What it bears on is Section 4. So if we could hold off on that discussion until we get to Section 4, I think that would be helpful. As to Thomas's point, Thomas, I think that as to his point of order, since I do not have in front of me the minutes to tell us where we were, from what I understand, Bob had said that this was the motion that was put before us earlier. That means that if we suspended the discussion and discussion of any amendments, those amendments would still be on the floor. So while the discussion proceeds, I'm going to research it, but for now I'm going to rule that Section 2 is in its present form is what's before us.
Now, is there anything else on Section 2, i.e. directing the Programming Committee to review this?
Wendy.
Sarb.
Okay. Bob, is this just to provide us with additional information on this question?
No, it's to respond to Greg's comments about Section 2 as is.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, in terms of whether this is a governance matter, last year the PNB Programming Committee actually drafted a proposed resolution on FCC compliance and on-air guidelines that covered many of the same topics as this policy that was later adopted by the managers, perhaps without any awareness that this other thing had happened. Now, what happened is it was an appendix to the national programming policy that this board adopted last fall, and I pointed out at the time when we were about to vote on it that the board had never actually discussed the appendix, so we should separate that out and you know, take some time to really debate it and then vote on that separately, and that was agreed to, and it sort of got sidetracked. But the point is, at that time, no one in management said we were exceeding our authority by considering this motion, not when it was in the committee, not when it was in the board. But more to the point of what's happened in the past is that I think the drafting, the way the policy came out that the managers drafted, shows exactly why there does need to be a governance role here, because what this policy is doing in certain areas is going beyond what FCC restricts. And plowing new ground of saying, just to be safe, we're going to be even more restrictive. And that, to me, is an absolute governance issue, as is the question of what role do we assign to our staff in the formulation of policy. And if management is not really consulting staff in the formulation of such fundamental policy, then I think it is appropriate for the board to say, we would like to hear from staff before this is finalized. So I think it's totally appropriate that this board deals with it. Management will have every opportunity to argue for the current policy that they've drafted, and then I think the board does need to have the last say on it, and it can still delegate the details to management, as it should. This is not about managing day-to-day work. It's about broad policy that I think if let stand the way it is now, we're plowing some dangerous new ground that Pacifica has never gone to before in restricting the rights of free expression.
4 minutes on this agenda item are left.
Yeah, and I'm very concerned that the fourth item is really the one that is going to really require our attention. If there's any way we can move quickly, I'd appreciate it, because we do have an executive session that we
must
to follow. Yes, Ross.
Yep. The what Bob was saying is not entirely correct. The FCC procedures were part of the programming policy. We removed them last year because management wanted to extensively comment on them. They didn't do that. I guess my concern is that some of the things that governance has repeatedly asked for, such as training of staff, input from staff, technical things that support the compliance with the FCC indecency, are things which management has repeatedly just not done. So my concern is that if managers at the local station level just decide they're not going to comply with this, they're not going to train people, I don't see how this policy is going to work. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Am I still on the stack?
Up on again.
Yep.
Me?
Sorry, to go to your point, right, Lamont? Wendy?
There is nothing more important than the licenses the foundation holds for our five radio stations that make everything that we do possible and make these arguments that we have possible. So I'm just, on this issue, I'm a member of the programming committee, and I feel that if this is just referred to the programming committee, then that will tie up the time of the programming committee dealing with something that the managers and the national staff have already decided, and really, you know, they're the ones that we entrust to do this. I'm feeling like that a lot of this motion is really about stuff that's kind of a no-brainer. Of course we want to fight everything. That's a different discussion. We want to be able to do what we do as Pacifica, but to refer anything to the, I mean, yes, of course they can review it. The programming committee can review it. But to have this consultation with local and national management and staff when they've already decided it, and with already the advice of FCC counsel, I think that this is a waste of time. And I'm against number two. In
we have 2 minutes.
Hey, LeBarn. Wait, Ray, Ray, hey,
can I make a point of order? This is Thomas. Can I make a point of order? Three people straight, I think, have actually debated four, and I think that's really the issue before us. So I think we've been out of order. If, and I just suggest this to the body and to the chair, maybe we could call the vote on two and three and then go to four where this debate is going. Otherwise, we're talking about something that's not really on the table yet. Am I correct?
Well,
because at the heart of it, it sounds like we're talking about four.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I disagree with you, I, that's what I said about Greg's original comment, which is leaving the policy in place. But here the issue is really whether the governance structure should be considering this issue, and that is the substance of two, i.e. that it's reviewed by the programming committee. So that's why I'm having this discussion proceed now.
Can we call the question on two?
I agree at the larger point that where the teeth come is in four, but... I'm gonna. The chair's gonna rule that this discussion is in order apropos section two, as long as it holds to the question of whether it's appropriate for governance to be reviewing this kind of policy. Ray, did you ask to be recognized before LeBarn did?
Mr. Chairman, time for this agenda item.
We're at time. Is there a motion to extend time? If not, we move to a vote. Okay, hearing no extension to move time, we'll move to a vote on the remaining items. The first item is section two. Will you call the roll, Mary?
Let's see, you're chairing. Okay, Lydia.
Well, look, why don't you read it?
Yes. First? I will read it. Okay. The PNB directs its programming committee, to review in consultation with local and national management and staff and Pacifica's FCC Council, the policy recently adopted by the five general managers concerning broadcast of alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency. That's it. Okay?
And will you call the roll?
Okay. Lydia Brezant.
Yes.
Hey, Don White.
Pass.
MB votes no. That's me. LeBarn Williams?
Pass.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
I pass.
Casey Bird? Casey Bird. Okay, I'll come back to you. Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Sandra Rowline?
I vote no.
Wendy Schrell?
No.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Present. Ashandra Hoffman? Sandra.
I know. I don't pass.
Okay. Thomas Ruffin.
Yes.
Virgil isn't here. Sarv Randhawa. Sarv. I'll come back to you. Okay. Lori Taguma. Lori. Star 6, Lori. Okay, I'll come back to her. Don White.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. LeBarn Williams.
No.
Casey Bird, are you Casey Bird? Casey? Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Chandra Hausman?
No. No.
Okay, Sarv Randhawa, are you there, Sarv?
Yeah. No.
You're voting no. Okay. Lori Taguma, are you unmuted? Are you there, Lori? I hear no response, so, okay. Is there anyone on the call whose name that I did not call?
Madam Chair, Madam Secretary.
Could you go back to Ray?
Ray, are you?
Yeah, I'm voting yes.
You're voting yes. Okay.
Madam Secretary.
And AC.
Well, I've gone twice. AC, are you there?
Rob Robinson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, I didn't read you. I see that I... Sorry, skipped the line here. Okay, how do you vote?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, Don White here.
Don White?
Yeah, before the vote is announced, I'd like to change my abstention to a no.
Okay, you can do that. We have not read the vote. Okay, do I hear someone coming on? Or do? Okay, I've simply got A.C. Byrd one last time. A.C., how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. And Lori Taguma, are you present?
I'm sorry, my phone disconnected. I completely missed that.
Oh, how do you vote then?
What are you voting on? I'm sorry, I'm just getting back to you.
Okay, do you have the things in front of you that were... That this is Bob Lederer's...
The PNB directed... Do you want me to read it?
Programming Committee to review in consultation with local and national management and staff and Pacifica's FCC Council, the policy recently adopted by the five general managers concerning broadcast of alleged obscenity, profanity, and indecency.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm in a hotel.
The issue is whether the governance structure will review the management policy. That's the question.
Whether the programming committee of the governance structure will review.
Yeah, excuse me. Thank you.
As opposed to the governing.
As opposed to the managers.
Okay, thank you.
Whatever. Point of order. Y'all debating this motion during her vote?
We always do that, Thomas.
The point is well, the objection's well taken. We're in a vote, so.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to abstain on this vote. Thanks.
Okay. All right. That is everybody. So, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And no is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So there is a tie. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Huh?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, 8, no.
I'll vote yes.
Oh. Anyway. Okay.
Huh? The chair votes yes.
No? It passes 9-8 with the chair breaking the tie.
The next item is... Section 3. Can you read Section 3, please?
That's so good.
Okay. Section 3. By May, the PNB Programming Committee shall recommend to the PNB a final policy on this topic. Number 3 is short.
A little louder, please.
Is there any objection?
By May, the PNB Programming Committee shall recommend to the PNB a final policy on this topic.
Is there any objection?
Point of information?
Go ahead.
Do we have? Is it visible?
Yeah,
no.
Whose call are you in? No. I'm not going to entertain that right now. The motion is that that's the deadline. Is there any objection to adopting that motion?
Yeah. My objection is to the word final.
We're going to need some sleep.
Okay, then call the roll, please.
I'll talk to you later.
Do you want to amend it to say?
We can't amend it. We're at time. We're voting.
We're at time. Okay.
If I'm the only objection, then just go on.
Is there any other objection?
Hearing none, please note.
I'll go on you, Wendy, on that.
Okay.
Okay, call the roll, please, on the...
Okay, it's good to know you're there.
Okay. Can someone turn off...
Okay.
Someone is on the phone or somewhere, can please turn it off or something. Okay.
Okay.
Lady Ivers on.
Yes.
Don White.
Yes.
LaVon Williams.
Hi, Pat.
Lydia Davis.
You changed your name, Lydia.
Please?
I mean, Lisa.
Well, you're calling
Lisa
married.
Davis. What did I just do? I'm sorry.
You said, baby.
Diana Ross.
I'm going to abstain from this point.
Okay. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Okay. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Yeah, they just love it.
Sandra Rawline?
I vote no.
Okay. Wendy Schrell?
No.
Michael Woodson?
Yes.
Chandra Halpern?
No.
Thomas Ruffin?
Yes.
Sarv?
No.
Lori Tagum? Welcome back to Lori. Okay.
Yes.
You vote yes. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, I forgot that myself. I vote no. LaVon Williams?
No.
And then Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Eight,
nine, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
no.
Mary, did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Voted no. So it's 9 yes, 7 no. It passed.
Okay, now the big fun one, the last one. Will you read that, Mary?
The manager's draft policy shall be put on hold until after the PNB adopts a policy.
Point of information. Point of information, Chair. Point of information. Do I have?
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Chair, tell me something. Since this matter has been debated by the executive director, and he's made clear what his view is on this. And don't we, as a board, owe a courtesy to the executive director at least have a discussion, one person for and one person against? I'm just asking.
As a point of order, no, if you'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules to allow that to happen once we're at time, I'll entertain that, and it would take 2/3.
I so move.
Okay. There's been a motion to suspend the rules to allow comments, one for and one against the ED's position regarding Section 4 prior to conducting the vote. Is there, call the roll, Mary. It'll take 2/3.
Does anyone object?
Excuse me, can we ask if there's any objection first? Is there any objection? Pardon me, I thought there was. Okay, there's no objection.
Mr.
So we'll
Chairman,
hear.
Point. Just a point of inquiry.
Okay.
On the issue of time, when we
I'm
ended
sorry,
the...
I was on mute. I couldn't unmute fast enough. This is Sandra, and I do object.
Okay. Any objection. What was your point, Don?
Well, I was asked to time the last section where we extended twice for 15 minutes. Now I'm a little confused about
We closed debate. We're voting, and the member is asked to suspend the rules to allow debate based on the fact that the ED weighed in and we didn't hear a response.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in order at that time.
Yeah.
So there's been a motion to suspend the rules to allow 1-for and 1-against includes within it the supposition that we're allowing time for that.
Yes, okay, so I'm no longer keeping time, so whoever was...
Right.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay, so there's been one objection to the suspension of the rules. Is there anybody else who objects? Okay, if not, we can note there was an objection, Mary, and who would like to speak in opposition to
Thomas.
Item 4?
Thomas, I'd like to speak in opposition.
Thomas, go ahead, please.
I think that first of all, I think the general policy that's been proposed in these four parts is good. I think that the original effort on the part of the managers was well intended, but it probably went a little too far. And we've heard a lot from the staff, the programmers, and so forth, and we've even heard a little bit from local station boards. However, one thing that I think we do on our board and perhaps throughout all of Pacifica is we over-regulate the manager to the point that they can't do their job. I think that where we are right now with parts 1, 2, and 3 adopted, we've made clear what our concerns are. We've affirmed the concerns expressed throughout people all over by people throughout the network. What I think we have to do is hold Greg and the 5 managers of the stations responsible for what they've done. Let them, if they don't want to change this on their own while we deliberate this through the process that's been outlined in 1, 2, and 3, what we do is let them take the weight. And I think the better thing to do is, first of all, it's a prophylactic, so we won't break the law. But what I think we can do, if we find that their policy is overreaching, is too broad, then we can hold them responsible for that. In the meantime, by our stopping their policy from being in effect while we deliberate for a month or more, what we do is bog down the administrative process of all of Pacifica. If we do it now, we'll do it the rest of the year. And from my experience elsewhere on the local station board, I think we've been doing this since Pacifica has had the bylaws and probably even before then. I think Greg is willing to take the heat. Let him take the heat. I think Greg is admirably taking leadership. Let's let him take the lead. And I think on our part, we're saying we're going to hold him responsible if there's some consequences that are harmful. And I think that's where we ought to stop. I think we've gone far enough with adopting 1, 2, and 3. We ought to stop there and see what happens. And that will also make sure that the programming committee and this board will act by May, if not earlier.
Thank you. Who would like to speak in favor of part four? Excuse me. Tough act to follow, huh?
Not me.
Well, if there's nobody,
this is
Charlie.
Bob.
This is Ray. Oh,
go ahead, Ray.
I mean, I understand. I understand. Geez, I have a block. The concern. However, I think that there would be a contradiction in stating that this process came about by a process that we believe is flawed, but we're willing to accept it. I don't think that there are any threats involved there in the 3 resolutions we just passed. They just, to review them quickly, to instruct people to take a look at it before they make recommendations, and that they be done also on the level of the staff and the level of the personnel and legal and the board. And set up a date for the document to be delivered. And by the way, it's a recommendation. Number 3 is a recommendation. So since there's already something in existence that could be applied, there's no reason to take a jump without looking at the policy. And actually, I'm all in favor of taking initiative. I mean, clearly, Greg Guma has shown that he can take initiative. I think here's a matter of principle that... That this has to be a general policy has to be set before we go into specifics, particularly so strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now will you call the roll, Mary, on whether if you're in favor of Section 4, vote yes. If you're opposed, vote no. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. Brazan?
No.
Don White?
No.
Jay Bird votes no. LaVarne Williams?
No.
Lisa Davis?
And that's in favor, yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Sorry? Ray?
I said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You were so quiet. Okay. A.C. Bird? Okay. A.C., I'll come back to you, A.C. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Sandra Rolline?
Oh, no.
Wendy Sherrill?
No.
Michael Woodson?
No.
Are you saying pass or no?
No, I don't think so.
You vote no. Okay, thanks. Chandra Halpern?
I vote no.
Thomas Ruffin?
No.
Barb Rundell?
No.
Lori Taguma?
Sorry, I vote no.
You vote no. Okay, now I come back to A.C. Bird. A.C.? A.C. Bird. Okay. I think it wouldn't affect the outcome in any case because one, two, three.
How about Rob Robinson?
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I keep thinking that you are recused in all of this. I'm sorry. Okay, yes, you need to vote.
I vote yes
on
everything.
You vote yes on everything. So you did. Okay.
I vote yes on everything. No, that's not correct.
You did, actually. So far. One, two, three, four yes. That makes it. Four yes. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, no. So it fails.
Okay, that fails. Now that concludes our business for the public session. We do have at least one item in the executive session that is urgent. So we're going to take, I'd like to recommend a 5-minute break. We'll reconvene in the executive session at half past the hour.
Could we please have a, Mr. Chair, could we please have a 10-minute break? We've been on the phone for 3.5 hours.
Well, a 4-minute break, could we make it a 5-minute break? I mean, look, the people, it gets awfully late. Let the East Coast people decide that.
Point of information.
Excuse me. I will be on the call in 5 minutes. When the rest of the board convenes, we will be.